a 5-3 first game win, a 9-8 walk-off loss in the second game. I guess, how would you summarize your day here today?
Summarizing our day would, you know, you could tell that it was our first game, our first outing. And you could also tell that we hadn't been able to, you know, do a little bit of outdoor practice in a week. But our girls were ready to compete. They were ready to play. Our hitting for our first outing, I would say, is pretty decent. I'm pretty happy with our hitting. A few things kind of got us, though, was game-like situations. Knowing where to throw the ball, and we're still at the point right now, like, we don't know who we trust yet and who plays well together. First game, you know, Caitlin really brought it with her pitching. The umpire didn't really like Caitlin with her outside pitches. I don't know if we were watching the same game as he was, but Caitlin definitely stepped it up and threw the game that she knows best. Aspen behind the plate, she stopped so many balls. She's definitely a wall, and she is a made catcher. Second game, we kind of dug ourselves in a hole a little bit, but we dug ourselves right back out and tied it back up to 8-8, and we didn't hit. We didn't hit the seventh inning, and they did. Kind of gets you a little bit.
How about the start off to the season there? You talk about the hitting, Crystal sending one over the fence to start off the game, the season.
Well, from the very beginning, I kind of thought I was watching her hit, and she's kind of changed her swing a little bit to be a little more powerful. And I was calling that she's probably going to hit about 4 to 5 home runs, and she said, "I bet you I'll hit about 8." I was like, "Okay, we'll see." But I told her, I was like, "If you hit like that again, I don't know if I could hit you first. I could probably back you up in the third or fourth spot." So, yeah, Crystal definitely put a statement on the board that we are just ready. We are here, and we are ready to go.
Going back to Caitlin Roberts with the pitching, you know, she kind of struggled a little bit, was all over the place in the first three innings and in the first game. And then the fourth inning on, she was in control there, it felt like. And then for really the most part in the second game, and there's some tough breaks along the way in the last game, she was kind of in control still again.
It took her until the fourth inning to kind of figure out what he wanted. Apparently he was very picky with the inside-outside pitches, but I mean, I couldn't ask for a better performance from Caitlin. Aspen and her are still trying to figure each other out a little bit because, you know, in the past, Caitlin's always had Jordan Miller as her catcher. And, you know, Aspen actually didn't even catch varsity last year. She should have been, but, you know, the spot wasn't open for her. So her and Caitlin are kind of still trying to figure each other out. And I think this game, they really learned a lot from each other. And Caitlin was definitely in control in the second game by far. Just in the last inning, he wasn't liking her pitches all of a sudden again. So it's hard, you know, it's hard sometimes to make the adjustment to what the umpire wants and still be able to pitch the game that you want to pitch. But you know, it's our first outing, and you know, we still have a lot of season in front of us.
Absolutely, but you head back on the road, you go down to Liberal on Friday, and hopefully an opportunity to pick up a couple of wins there.
Yeah, I hope so. Macy Price and I were talking to each other a little bit because, you know, they were in the same league last year, and I just kind of asked her if she knew who they lost or who they brought in, and she said I think they pretty much have the same team as they had before. And the thing is about Liberal, they do have some athletes down there, and they will hit the ball when given the opportunity, so we just got to do the same.
Well, I think for a first outing, I think you got to be pretty happy with your players and kind of set the bar. That's what you needed to get out there and compete, and you guys did today. And you're probably going to see this team in regionals in May when it's a lot warmer and maybe less windier.
Well, I hope it's a little bit warmer and a little less windier, and people have an umpire that will call Caitlin's outside pitches. But, yeah, that's what I told the girls. I said, it just don't matter. I mean, we're at 500 right now, and we still have a lot of season ahead of us, and we'll see this team again in regionals, and excited to see where we will be in a couple of weeks and see what kind of team they'll be in a couple of weeks, too.
All right, you bet. Well, I need to let you get on the bus here. Get the trip back home, and yeah. We'll probably see you Wednesday. Coach's Show. Thanks again for joining me here, Coach, and we'll talk to you later on this week.
Thanks for traveling up here, Adam.